This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In Paris today, there have been memorials and gatherings and presidential speeches. There has been retaliation as well. The French, as you might have heard, started bombing ISIS targets in Syria this past weekend, including a training camp and an ammunition depot. Today, the U.S. bombed 116 trucks that it said ISIS has been using to transport oil. That attack, that second one, said to have been planned before Paris, was an attempt to cut a main source of funding for ISIS. So Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going with this look at that revenue stream and the other ways that ISIS gets its cash.
ISIS mostly funds itself from activities inside the territories it now controls. That's different from, say, Al-Qaeda, which has historically relied on donations from outside sources, says David Gartenstein-Ross. He's with the Foundation for Defense of Democracies.
When they control territory that's approximately the size of Great Britain, that creates a great deal of ability to get internal sources of revenue, ranging from natural resources to antiquities that they control to taxation on their population.
It's tough to say how much funding ISIS gets from each source. Gartenstein-Ross estimates the biggest piece of the pie comes from taxing the people in the territories it controls. Howard Schatz, a senior economist at the RAND Corporation, says when it comes to antiquities,
we're really talking about small items, so tablets or seals. And you can put those in your pocket. You can put them in a suitcase.
Schatz says middlemen can get the goods to private buyers or lower-tier auction houses. Routes for smuggling oil are longstanding, says Matthew Levitt with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Hidden bottoms to trucks that don't look like oil trucks. Literally hoses that are run across the Orontes River. Some of them are literally like garden hoses. Some of them are much bigger to move the product into southern Turkey.
Levitt says ISIS oil is often mixed with oil from other sources, so it can't be traced. And still other funding comes from ransoms demanded for kidnap victims. The majority of this money likely goes to running the Islamic State.
But they have a lot of money. If they want to be able to peel off a little bit for terrorism, they can do a tremendous amount of damage.
The funding sources for the Paris attack aren't yet clear, but Levitt says similar attacks typically cost in the thousands or tens of thousands of dollars and are often funded by criminal activity near the target. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.